Mic check. 1, 2. What is this? Hey, this is In Perfect Sense right here on UnifyRadio.tv. I'm one of four hosts. I go by the name of Eric E. Mr. Dawson, whatever you call me. Please, I beg of you, do not call me a midget, man. And as you see, all our YouTube subscribers, everybody that's looking at us via UnifyRadio.tv, as you can see, the light-skinned wonder, Casper the Friendly Ghost Flesh, isn't with us today. Oh, he's on. Yeah. He's taking a little bit of R&R. It's all good.
Maybe I deserve.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and let the rest of the fellas around the table go introduce themselves.
Yeah, this is Andy McFly, a.k.a. Uncle Drew.
In the building.
You already know, man. It's Conway B.
That's what it is. Hey, look, everybody, man, that's listens to us via Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, Podbean, all these other streaming platforms where you can find any podcast, man. We are available. We definitely appreciate you, especially the ones looking at us via directly UnifyRadio.tv.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate you, man. And look, before we get this party started, like we do each and every week, man, we got to go ahead and give y'all a disclaimer because y'all so sensitive in this world. We feel as though they can't talk about nobody but heterosexual black men. We always the butt of the joke and nobody cares. They feel like we can't talk about nobody else. But this is the disclaimer. If you're sensitive about it, your race, your gender, sexuality, or religion or political views, that's not the show for you.
Nope.
Giving you a chance to go ahead and cut us off right now because we're going to say what we want. This is why this is In Perfect Sense. You got brothers around the table. We very opinionated. And what makes perfect sense to us may not make perfect sense to you. You know what I mean? So, therefore, moment of silence, 2 seconds, let them get themselves together and get off. All right, that's it. We don't got time to play with y'all. We about to get into it. Hey, this is a weekly wrap-up, man. A lot of BS happened this week.
From the dead.
A lot of BS. A lot of little BS.
Can we get the B-I-T-C-H out of the way?
No. Let's wait on him. Can we wait on him?
We can wait on him.
First and foremost, condolences to the young man that... condolences to the young man that took his life out in Towson Mall. Out here in the Baltimore area, any of y'all got his name? Like, I don't.
It's definitely tragic. I heard about it and I was like, whoa.
I'm hearing he was like 14 or something.
Yeah, 14, 15.
Yeah, and he just completely just jumped and went for it.
Yo, that's the crazy thing about it is what we see here every week, man. Like these kids need somebody that they can talk to, man. Like, it's just sad because it probably come out he probably getting bullied in school. Yeah. Or he didn't feel accepted.
Yeah.
Or
he didn't feel love at home.
Yeah, didn't feel love at home. Like,
nobody paid attention to him. Like, we may never know.
And now, because instead of being that outlet like we used to have, where we used to go outside, play with our homies, ride bikes. That selling don't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, the video game. Now you get the ones that play video games all day, and then they depressed because they can't beat a certain joint. And then next thing you know, they want to kill themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. The thing, and I don't know if he's being bullied, but this is the thing that kills me about that kills me about the bullying. In our era. I mean, I was picked on. You were picked on.
Yeah, I was definitely picked on.
You were picked on.
I had the big dumbass glass.
I'm trying to figure out.
Till these hands hit.
What lessons was taught to me to just deal with it? Because I used to have insecurities growing up where people teased me about my height, the way I looked. So,
because you was half Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I still am. But what I'm saying is, right, I used to be called ugly all the time, right?
When do you think you smart more?
No, but I still don't. That's the thing. That's the thing I talked to Andy about. Like, when a young lady said, oh, man, you handsome. I'd be like, you know, I appreciate it, but I don't believe it. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
I don't believe, and I still don't. Everybody on the camera, you see me, I got a big ass head, I got big teeth, like, you know, I don't think I'm handsome. I don't think I'm a good looking guy. They some ugly motherfuckers next to me too, but
I'm glad you do find me on this track.
Yeah, you are definitely. Thank you. Definitely, you like 06 Gucci.
Okay.
Whatever. Hey, yo, that's worse than 09.
And it is totally fine with me. Listen.
Hey, yo, you
I think, I listen. Listen. But, I, you know, I remember, like, coming up, it was just like, you know, one of those things like, you'll get over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, listen, you'll survive.
Yeah, but like, you had somebody telling you, yeah, toughen that shit up.
And I mean, I had women in my family say, that's you'll solid. Survive. That's shoot, they threw stones at Jesus. You'll be fine.
Yo, fact.
And, you'll be and, okay.
And that's 100% true.
Your head and your face and your teeth, you'll be okay.
You know what's the craziest, yo, since you said that? The people that made me tougher, and I have to give that to my cousins, bro, like Jameer and Jackie, yo. Because they used to give me the beats by Dre.
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit. Like, but then at the end, they was like, yo, we did that because you looked at yourself a different way. Like, I felt like the ugly duckling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I had the big dumb glasses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't accept me, you know what I mean? And I did go down that depression, like, damn, why everybody cool with everybody else? And I think I'm as cool as them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it was, and one day, now don't get me wrong, don't hit no woman, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But one day I wasn't having that shit no more, you feel me? And that was the, yo, they grabbed me like, yo, and that's the,
so
today, bro.
So we came up in an era of everybody is agreeing of tough love.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're in a world of sensitivity where people being so sensitive and everything is not creating the tough skin for young individuals.
We are ultra sensitive in this era right now. And the reason why I say that is like, listen, you learn through life there are winners and there are losers. There are weak and there are strong.
Right.
And you figure out stuff how you can go ahead and overcome those deficiencies and stuff. Mm. Cause I remember it was like, you know, you go through school, everything is like a learning experience.
Tough love taught you. Tough love taught you how to love yourself. Right. That's how I felt.
And click up with the right motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like so, yeah. So now it's like everybody's like, oh, you can't talk about somebody being overweight or skin color or this and that.
And that's why they're jumping, killing themselves, running in front of traffic, finding a pistol, blowing their brains out.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's sad. Like, and then it's like when you look at it, these are the kids that we say were suicidal, and then we shut them to the street. Like no one cares about them anymore because coming up, killing yourself was weak.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, why are they doing it? Like, can we get to the bottom of it? You know what I mean? Like,
I think we hit on a note for it. I believe so. I believe that a little bit more tough love needs to happen in the world. Like, because me now, when I got older, I can't say I grew up because I've been the same height since like 94 or whatever. So I can't say that. But what I'm saying is like the things that I was insecure about is the things I project to the world that I love. So, you know, you can't tell a joke on me and me not find it funny and me get all sensitive. Like, if the shit is funny, the shit is funny. Mm-hmm. It's no other way around it. Like, and some people can't take that. And it brings me to this. When we talking about what you were saying about how people are so sensitive about things with them, people are so scared to be told a joke. Like, people are scared to say, okay, a fat joke, I'm offended because you said a fat joke. Then don't be fat.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm offended because you made a joke about my sexuality. Okay, then choose another sexuality then, because you're not secure with yourself.
Yeah.
Or they make a quote unquote black joke. I understand the sensitivity level about that, especially when it comes from a white person, because they say the oppressor is not allowed to joke us. My thing is, why not? If it's in good taste and you're just telling a joke and you're not saying it for no type of malice or real hatred, shit is funny.
Say the joke.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You know what's the crazy thing about that? It's like, all right, when I was living down south, like, you know, coming from the north, that Confederate flag was like a no-no, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the biggest black people at that time were, like, loving that joint. Like, yeah, how we say the N-word. Mm-hmm. They like, we taking the power away from them. Like, I had a roommate that actually had that joint on the back of his truck.
Yeah,
I thought, yo, I was... Yeah, you if you go to college, you understand. I'm coming from a party drunk. Mm-hmm. I called my mom. I was like, yo, I'm so messed up. Mm-hmm. Wigging. And then I see these big, bright lights. I was so drunk. I was running, but I was walking. You know what I mean? Yes. And I was like, look, I love you. I know they're going to kill me. You know what I mean? Whole time was my partner, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the only thing I seen was that big flag. And I'm like, yo, they're going to kill me out
That here. Big flag was on the Deuce of Hazzard. Yeah. Deuce of Hazzard. You know what
I
mean?
I remember I was one of the only people that said, like, you remember when they was taking down the statues of these Confederate generals? I was like, no, leave that shit there. Mm-hmm. Leave that shit there. Leave all this content that you have in these textbooks about, like, end this and end that, and you Google from end this to end that, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, descendants from African culture. No, say what you said,
Right.
That's what you meant, and keep it how it is. Because I want nobody to forget where our people came up from the struggle.
I'm happy you brought that up, though. Because this goes back to us being so sensitive now.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I remember being called that for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
By somebody outside of my race.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, it was like, oh, I could beat the, you know what I mean, out of you. You know what I mean? But then at the end of it, it was like, what is it worth it? You know what I mean? Like, because I got so much going for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us don't think about that. Yeah. But now, when you think of it, like, is it almost our fault as blacks? That this, like, insensitive, like, this insecure about yourself because we so uptight about somebody calling us the N-word or somebody, we want the reparation, we not getting it, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
That is actually tearing up how we came up, the tough love now. Because now, everybody talking about it more than it was when we were coming up. Mm-hmm. Like, us woke people. You know what I mean?
Sometimes now, people, some woke people just...
They can be the irkiest motherfuckers.
They can be because it's like...
They can be the
irkiest. Because they sometimes, man, you know what? And I'm not upset with you educating yourself on the culture of us and what's happening in America and across the world. But sometimes the conspiracy theory shit be too much for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, well, if you don't think this way and you participate in this, then you're really not about the people. But most of the people that's supposed to be so woke, they talk at you. Mm-hmm. It's not like they sitting to educate you. They sitting up there telling you how much they know and belittle you and telling you how stupid you are for interacting with everybody else over here. Yeah. When we all should be like this. Like that thing with them statues down south that they took away. I'm 50-50 on that. You probably could have left them statues up, but put some statues up of the people that they enslaved.
Right.
That was a big part of that culture. Let's get some Native American people who was slaughtered and took the land and
make it $20 bill.
That's what I'm saying. Make it, if you're gonna take the statue, take all them statues, put them in some type of memorial park, mm-hmm. and really talk about the whole history of the country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just like act like taking the statues that never happened. This shit happened, and it's a reason why them statues were put there. So now they put them statues there for a reason, in that particular time in America. So now, in this particular time in America, you put these statues up to say, this is why we did it. Yeah, and that's how I feel.
And that's how I felt. I was 50-50 on it, too. Because I'm like, all right. Then it was just suckerish to me, right? Because if you're going to do something, right, and it's supposed to mean that I'm helping this type of people who's complaining super heavy now, right?
Right.
Why do it at night? Like, you was doing it when your confidants couldn't see it because they were asleep.
Yeah.
You were doing it when the other people who is that family were asleep. That sucker stuff to me. You know what I mean? Like, you took them down where some of us are asleep. Mm-hmm. So then we wake up.
Yeah.
It's like a thief like of the night.
Like the joint in Baltimore. They took the joint down, 3-4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, they took it down 3 o'clock
in the morning. And it was like, I said, I woke up and I was like,
they took a couple of them down here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Sneaking with it.
That's just phony to me. Like, all right, that's like, That's like, they tell you don't take my car, and you wait till I go to sleep to take the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I come back like, damn, I use that much gas?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. It's almost like they're afraid of confrontation.
Right. But you still took them down, so you knew the confrontation was coming.
Coming, yeah. I got what you said.
That's fact. That's fact. And let's break it to this next segue, man. That's why I like this show, man. Because, look, we talked about one thing, and it flipped into something totally other.
Yeah, because, you know,
it's great.
Relates, bro.
It definitely relates. And speaking of Confederate guys and all this other shit, let's talk about y'all Orange Face boy. That's y'all boy.
That's Flesh guy.
That's Flesh man. That's his guy.
Flesh guy.
That's
Orange Face got booed at the game now.
Yeah, and I think Flesh with him.
Yeah, Flesh might be at the game.
I was so happy to hear those fellow white brothers and sisters going to say, "You're fired! You're fired!"
Boo, boo. And then watch Washington.
But I'm gonna tell you like this:
about to choke.
You had one jaw.
I'm gonna tell you like this, right?
One jaw.
He's so impactful in such a negative way in this country. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised in the next 30 years he have a statue before Barack.
Yep. I can believe it.
And Barack
made history
before
him. But the fact that this guy came out on his fuck the world attitude, he don't give a fuck who he pissed off, what this country's been built on since they brought us over here as imports, this is the shit that they glorify.
Yeah. And I mean, the only thing they're gonna pride. Yeah, unless Barack put a statue at his library he has in Chicago, it probably won't be one from the United States.
Nah. Unless us woke people put together.
Hold on.
And put,
you know all the woke people.
The woke people don't even like Barack.
No.
The woke.
Right.
You're right.
They don't.
You're right.
You're
right.
But the woke people like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so unwoke to me.
I think woke people are the most contradicting motherfuckers out there.
Because they smoke weed.
They're the biggest hypocrites.
They'll go ahead and chastise another black person that's out there that's trying to do something for the better of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and talk shit about them on white social media network.
Right.
I mean, literally. Like,
they smoke weed on.
Yeah, when they going to create woke.com for all the woke people. So
exactly.
Stay up off of Instagram and Facebook.
They are broke.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't work for the man. Don't work for the man.
You see they little.
They are working at McDonald's Burger King. Hey, look, and it's not even a slide. Like,
swinging,
bro, most of the people that I hear and see on my social media that are woke work at Burger King. Oh, one of them probably say I work at Wingstop, since so he worked at Burger
King. We like those places. We like those places.
And they work there, and they said they also business those. You know, they sell lotions and oils.
They sell lotions and oils.
The newest shea butter.
And weed gummies.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what's so funny, though, that kills me? You know what's so funny that kills me about him? And I know a bunch of woke people that's going to try to say something after the fact when they see this shit. But they always talking about entrepreneurship and what we need to do.
Yeah.
And then you go to them like, though, let's do something. I don't got no money. You trying to teach me something?
Yeah, they don't even have an idea.
And they had the nerve to question you, say, so you telling me that the radio station is all black owned? That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Like, so no white man has their hand in your pocket.
Know what's funny? So you know when I be like, yeah, man, my guys got a station, you feel me? Trying to build it up. This one woke person, I'm not even going to give him clout. This one woke person was like, so what white guy y'all use to get the money from? Because I know that how much the equipment costs and this and that. I say it was four of us.
Exactly.
We successful.
But I bet you your money's not in a black bank.
Hold up. How you know? I think y'all probably...
You think I know?
Because then that was the second thing. I bet you don't have a black bank. I said, I know a black bank that didn't give my black partner a goddamn check.
At all. And the thing is, like, you know, as being African American, I definitely look to our people first. But sometimes the rates is different with y'all.
Yeah.
Sometimes the customer service is different with y'all, mm-hmm. and I'm just not giving you my business based on your fucking skin. Mm-hmm. It got to make sense, numbers-wise, morally-wise, for things to move forward. And that's just it is what it is with me. And, you know, staying on this line of politics, man, another rest in peace to the honorable...
John Conyer. Yes. Yes, rest in peace.
John, and who else? Who else had a big funeral?
Big Elijah.
Yeah. Hey,
I was Baltimore Elijah.
Yeah, Baltimore was lit. Baltimore was lit over the weekend. Yeah,
besides the woke people up there coming like, oh, he never did anything for Baltimore. Bitch, you've been doing stuff before you was even thought of. You still in your daddy ball.
Yeah. Woke people. Yeah, they talk yo. Very intelligent.
They've been doing everything since the 70s. Yeah. He went to his deathbed when he signed it.
When I hear a woke person speak, right? Know what I think about? T.I., yo.
Huh?
I just be like, I'm talking to a broke T.I., yo. Because they be like, it's stimulishly.
Yeah.
Epidemically.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
And they business people out of LLC.
They read.
But the thing is, T.I. is woke.
T.I.
is woke. Yes. But T.I. also... gets money from the black culture, the white people, and he also informs. He doesn't talk at you and say what we need to do. He actually put his plans in motion.
Yeah, facts.
Woke people, please show me your plan in motion. Please show me, because all I see is YouTube shit. It's 8, 9, 10 of y'all having a little rally inside of some fucking cubbyhole talking about what we need to do, like y'all about to start a revolution and all this. Man, get the fuck
out. They the new Black Panther.
Exactly.
They think they the new Black Panther.
I don't
know. But you know where they all come from, right?
Where they coming from?
What was that pyramid scheme called? Wait.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I know.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It was a pyramid scheme that was going on for a minute, right? And it was like, it was something like woke. It was like woke now or wake me now or something, right?
Mm.
All the motherfuckers who got broke.
Yeah. That's crazy, y'all. That's crazy, yo. Hey,
woke.
Hey, man, let's keep this thing going. Hey, you know.
That's for you guys.
Hey, woke.
We're going to keep this thing going. Check this out. 2 new albums dropped this week.
Yo, yes.
Yo, hold up.
Hold up, brother. Hold up. We're going to keep the thing going.
Way to go, yo. Shout out to Childish Gambino, yo. Man's.
Two new albums dropped this week, man. Max, I haven't heard neither one of them. One for a different reason than the other. But let's talk Kanye. How's that Kanye gospel album?
I fuck with the Kanye, man. I like Kanye. I play shit all the way through.
And Kirk Franklin gonna send that shoddy at his body.
Yo, Kirk over the corner like
Kirk trying.
He been looking a little depressed online the last. Kirk Franklin,
you see me harmonizing any raps?
You know, it's depressed when you get people to side for you on the camera. He like this on the camera, like.
Listen.
That's like he ain't even giving people his full frontal. He like.
Look.
Yeah, people, let's pray to God. Yeah, let's do this.
He said, man, and this brand new Christian motherfucker up there, he got the clips together on a track.
Yeah.
He is heated.
The clips.
That was hot.
He got the clips back.
Yo.
Together.
He got Malice on?
Yes,
he got no Malice.
But Malice, when he went religious, though. Yo, I think Malice was been religious for the last couple years.
Yo, I was like,
he got Dope Deal and Pusha T on a gospel record.
Yeah, bro. Yes, bro. Look. I was like, wait a minute, hold up.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I said, yo, calling you with all this bullshit, you're talking about this Magna Carta hat. Yeah. I was like, but in the fashion we deal with, I have to put one out there for the team.
Yo.
Yes, so I was listening. I was like, the first thing I did was like, oh, does that say the clips? Mm-hmm. I was
like, listen, bro, I was like,
push immediately.
I said, wait a minute, hold up. I was like,
At first I started skipping until I heard the push a voice. Then I said, hold up.
How many times you played it back?
I played that.
Word?
Yo.
I got a hit.
Yo, it was like,
hallelujah.
It was like clips and malice.
I said,
stop, yo.
Wow.
Yo, every time you want to be mad at Kanye, he does something that you like, damn, man.
Like, why
you
do this?
Why
you
do
this?
He didn't do it again.
You mother. You making me. Okay. Then I was like, all right, let me just don't. Let me throw in this other song.
Right.
I was like, yo. He really remixing some of the joints I came up in the church with.
Yo, y'all are tripping. I'm gonna have to check this out though.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
So is this like?
I ain't gonna lie.
It's like
I can listen to it all week through.
This late registration Kanye, is it on that lane or
no.
graduation Kanye? No, is it on that lane?
It's a whole new vibe. It's not even an 808.
Mm-hmm.
This like
he really.
It was all live instruments for him.
Yeah,
like,
and it was well thought out. He's actually quoting scriptures and stuff. Like, whoa.
Yo, DMX 2.0.
Yeah, yo. Wow. I was like, yo.
That's what it is, man. And all the artists that listen to this, man, first and foremost, UnifyRadio.tv, 24-hour promo playlist is coming soon for all the artists.
Yes, sir.
No matter what the genre of music do, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, pop, gospel, rock and roll, heavy metal, country, you know what I mean?
You soca. Can yodel.
Know what I want to do, though?
What?
I want to give these ports some shine, bro. Because there's some ports I've been peeping on that actually been putting that poetry behind beat, but
like
still doing poetry. We're gonna
figure that out, too.
Yeah.
We because, you know, Unify Radio, we definitely
about the arts.
Everybody, yes. Definitely about the arts. So,
they used to call me Picasso.
But all artists, like I was trying to get to before... I gave y'all that info. No. What I'm saying, I am. But what I'm saying is, you see how both of y'all excited about Kanye's music, right? All you new artists out there, trust and believe. If his album sounds that good because he took his time to make the music, you all going in the studio talking about you did 9 records in 4 hours. Mm-hmm. It sound like you did 9 records in 4 hours. It's trash.
Yeah, it is
garbage. It takes time to do music. It takes time to put the melody. It takes time to make the lyrics. All of that shit comes together like a marriage when you take your time and do it. So when you come time to send us records and it doesn't sound like you took your time, then you wasted your time sending us a record because we're not playing the shit.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't be like, bro, you my bro.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like,
because it's free. It's free for you to send it to us and us to play it.
Yeah.
So give us a good record.
One good record.
That's it. You're single.
You got one shot.
I still love you, but it's a business.
It is what it is. We have to give our consumers and our listeners a good thing to listen to.
You're going to pull up, you better hit that jumper.
You got to. It got to.
Because if it ain't in the first 15, 20 seconds,
it's up out of here.
It better be Kawhi.
But you know what? We're going to get into basketball in a minute because somebody wig fell off in the game the other night. Somebody that's damn near billionaire.
It was like, yo.
Yes, unibrow versus the toupee is crazy. But check it out. Speaking of good music, you know, I just want to know who listened to Tank album. And silence has hit the room. Why you guys ain't listening to Tank album?
Yo,
I know why you guys didn't listen to Tank album.
I've been really just on Kanye. That's my
pause.
Pause.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm gonna tell you why I ain't listening to Tank, bro. Cause I just can't get over what he said
about the ding dong and the bing bong, right?
The only thing I'm gonna think about every time I think that now you're singing to this chick, it's really a Johnson in your mouth.
I'm gonna tell you like this though, right?
It's really Johnson.
I'm gonna tell you like this, right? He's been the butt of a joke for a week, right?
Cisco happy right now,
but listen, we'll get to that too.
Listen, Jesse Smollett is happy.
We'll get to that too, but this is what I'm saying about what he said in that Angela Yee Lip Service podcast interview, right?
With all those women.
He said it. Yeah. So he put it out in the public. So now, when you say something in the public, it gives us the chance to be opinionated about it. So all of these people that keep coming at everybody neck for joking Tank, blame Tank. Yeah. We didn't tell him to say it. I don't know what his sexuality is or not, and I don't care. But the shit is funny.
Yeah, this shit is funny.
And all of those trying to defend Tank, he thinks it's funny as well because he's securing himself.
Yeah.
But that brings me to what I was saying earlier about how we sit up there and we can tell jokes about everybody else. Mm-hmm. But when we start talking about gay jokes, it's some type of phobia. You guys are hating. You all are taking shots at us. No. It's no. You all are human beings just like us. And we think it's funny. If any comedian thinks it's funny, anybody else in the regular world thinks it's funny and want to make a meme and all that shit and it's funny, I'm going to laugh.
Listen, and like I said, I mean, kudos to those comedians that go and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, whatever.
I'm not cool with them.
Oh, shit. Listen. No, no. I stand by my word.
Take it back.
Just, and it is what it is.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Shout out to Dion Cole.
Take it back. Take a kudos to them for what?
Man, I said, listen. Kudos to, listen. No. The great Eddie Murphy. Kudos. Listen, the great Eddie Murphy say, oh, I was so disgusted. Kudos to him. Bro. Kudos to Kevin.
No.
I'm saying for me, per se, whatever I say is what it is.
Because Eddie Murphy only, him and Kevin Hart apologizing based on the time that we're in. That's all it is.
That bed coming right now.
That's all it is, man. Like, you're not going to censor me, man. I'm going to say what I want to say. Yeah. Just like I said, long as it's in good taste, it should be funny.
Bro.
I just don't see what's the point of apologizing for something you did 20, 30 years ago. That's the thing I don't see. But you want to do that?
At the end of the day, right?
I shit in somebody's shower 15 years ago. Like,
word?
Yeah, literally took a shit. So I'm sorry for I took a shit in your shower. Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I ain't going to do that.
I mean, what is it
what's
like?
What's up, Tammy? But,
oh, God. Well, anyway, continue.
He wasn't drunk either.
I mean, it was a couple of, I was in the shower. I'm like, yo, do I get out and put my, on the toilet? No, I'm in the shower. Let's go and let it rock. Wow. That happened.
This is why I edit and then be like,
no editing.
I'm taking a break.
It's no editing. Wow. It's no editing. But I did hear the Tank album was good. I'm going to definitely give it a listen. I just had to get
you
the.
Heard?
I heard it was good. Oh, I didn't say I listened to it. That's not what I said, but I will listen to it this week. I will. I heard the album was really good.
Before you listen to it, yo, you got it.
What I do?
I guess not you look like them.
Yo, I don't look like no Tank, yo. I don't look like no Tank, man.
You see the little joint where they had the dag on, I Like the Wood with Tay Diggs.
Yeah. And my brother put it up talking about, I know you did this. I'm like, no, I didn't do that shit. I didn't do that. I didn't do that meme. I didn't do that one, funny, yo. Yeah. I didn't do that.
I just want to say one thing real quick, right? All the women out there, right? Stop trying to say that straight men are bashing Tank and doing all this, and we insensitive, and we homophobes.
We're not.
Because once you see your man with the bong in his mouth.
Or hear that he's taking a ding dong up the bing bong.
Yep. I want you to still be keep that same energy and say, no, that is my man. If he's taking it in the face, I'm okay with it. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah, so if you like ding dong up the bing bong, that's you. We're not here to ridicule you. Just don't tell straight men it's okay to go here and play around with it and not be gay. You're gay.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's fine to be gay if that's what you want to do.
Like, why I have to be homophobic when I say, oh hell no, we'll do straight men.
Right, we don't wear dresses.
That's like Tank doesn't speak for us. Okay?
So it's okay for them to say that. Oh, it's okay for me being a straight man to put my mouth on some joints that shouldn't be in my face and it's not turning me gay?
Right.
Only reason why you put that in your face is if you liked it.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
That means that you're homosexual.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. And check this out. And going from one literal cocksucker to somebody that's a mental cocksucker, what's up, Lil Fizz? Mental cocksucker. Bro code broken. You's a whore.
Little whore.
Little whore.
Little whore.
Little whore. Out of all the fishes in the sea, baby. Man. Out of all the fishes in the sea.
We talking about these hoes ain't loyal.
The fishes in the sea.
How can you break bread with somebody and then go in and
all the fishes in the sea.
God damn.
The shit I didn't like, though, was that he tried to say that we not really that cool.
Yeah, that was a sucker shit. Now, that's some sucker shit.
Come on, man. What you mean?
Come on, man. The only reason why we
speak
know
on it.
You.
I'm smashing the bros' ex, but, man, we was never really cool like that. I've known him since I'm about 10 or 11, but we really wasn't cool like
that. How old were they when they came in the game?
Oh, they were teenagers, yo.
Bro, But how long were they together before they?
You gotta put that group together. Like that ain't just some overnight shit. Yeah.
So basically, I'm gonna say y'all were middle school friends.
Mm-hmm. At least,
because they had
they grew adolescents. They grew up together.
They didn't throw that together.
Yeah.
So y'all both were at that time figuring that
60% of the group is related.
Yeah, my joints got facts.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit really bothers me because it's like, that's like something happened to me, right? Mm-hmm. And next thing I know. They like, yeah, man, I know you. I could get locked up. Not worried, please.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, one of y'all hitting my leg.
But it ain't even about being locked up. He ain't even locked up. Y'all doing business together. Y'all doing business together. Yo, first of all, the celebrity you are, you can go out there and go get anybody with no effort. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
You want. And being that the man got two daughters.
Bro, he's a sucker.
Sucker.
She's a sleaze bucket, and he's a whole whore.
Yeah.
Both of them wrong.
And
both
the crazy thing about it, well, I don't want to give it. All right, so you say that y'all really weren't that cool, but y'all both were together around each other since probably middle school. Then we found who you were. Mm-hmm. You had a hit song. Mm-hmm. Y'all were in your teens, right?
Grew up together. Yeah.
So now, I think they were together until they almost in their 20s, right?
Yeah. They seen the world.
Bro. Now y'all back together again and you smack. Only reason why we know Lil Fizz. Gay Boog. What's his name?
J Boog.
The crazy one that went overseas.
I'm talking about Raz B, but he ain't crazy.
But only reason why we know you is because of bro. Yeah. Those songs were Omarion.
Yeah.
You was a background. You were Michelle. Okay? Yeah. Okay, Fizz. Okay, Lil Fizz. You were Michelle. Come on. If you look at it, right? If you look at it, Lil Fizz is Michelle. The other two had more verses than Cud.
Yeah, he was.
Yo was the dude with the dreads in Pretty Ricky.
Okay.
And that's disrespectful to the guy in Pretty Ricky.
Because they don't know who he is. Yeah.
Wow.
At least the guy in Pretty Ricky ain't no sucker.
We just know
you're a sucker. You're a sucker, Fizz.
Yeah, my thing is, man, like,
who is he?
You can love who you can love, fall in love, but come on, man. Out of all the women, bruh, I know you and him sat and had personal conversations, especially when you're a dude and you going through something with your baby mama. Yo. You talk to the dudes closest to you first.
Talk to each other about,
come on, man.
He let the media drag his baby mama, like, oh, Monique Slaughter, oh, she crazy. She don't know she talking about. She hating. We just friends and all this other stuff.
Monique, your intuition.
Her intuition was
is on
dead
a thousand.
Yes,
is on a thousand. You ain't crazy, boo.
You probably got it just like that.
But I'm just saying all the fish. And the thing I hate when people condone the sucker shit.
Yeah,
they condone it.
Well,
if you see any of your people
more than him,
look. And then, you know, when it comes, then they want to slander people and talk about, oh, the sex game, they're doing this and doing that. Yeah. Who the fuck is? Don't condone that shit. Like, I want everybody that's looking, I want you to go on social media. If you see any of your friends that condone any of that sucker shit on any of their page,
cancel.
You know, get rid of them.
Yep.
They not your friend because it's going to happen to you.
Yep.
It's going to happen to you.
Your homeboy is trying to smash your girl.
So
he's indulging it, and your homegirl trying to smash your
man. But I'm gonna tell you this next thing. I'm gonna tell you like this, yo. When Omarion come out with a new album, I want to hear that shit because he got some shit to talk.
That's painful, bro.
He has a Usher confession.
Yes, he got a real confession,
and I'm here for it.
Because me sitting at that table, you know what I went through back in the day on a similar type of situation. Like, it's disgusting, man. Like, it's disgusting. And don't get me wrong, like, you know what I'm saying? When it went down, it went down,
Parted the Red Sea. It was like, okay.
It went down, but what I'm saying is, okay, I took the higher road. You know what I mean? Time healed. Mm-hmm. It made me a different person. It did scorn me. Didn't make me better. But it, it definitely made me stronger. Yeah, and those same folk, I can speak to them, but we're never going to be like, yo, man, what's going on, man? We hanging out? No.
Nah,
see, that's something else. We're getting this.
You want me to keep it on? Okay, I won't say anything. Okay,
keep it on. But what I'm saying is,
and my kids hang with your kids.
Nah,
we used to be friends.
Nah. I'll be cordial, you, man, and keep it moving like that, and I'm going to leave it like that. But from a person that was a victim of it, and you was a victim of it.
Yeah.
I definitely was.
It's not a cool thing, man. It's not a cool thing. But look.
Yo, and that shit sucker. Yeah.
So if Omarion slapped the wig off Fizz, then it's justifiable. Yeah. And speaking of wigs getting slapped off. Speaking of wigs getting slapped off, y'all boy LeBron got all that money.
That's y'all boy.
Yeah. Well,
and lost his wig in a basketball game.
He didn't have enough for the glue, huh?
They got to get that track glue that the young ladies be wearing. He need a sew-in toupee.
Man, he got all that money, man. He's worried about weight. Man, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yo,
I'm getting a surgery, yo. I ain't gonna lie, yo. If my shit started to recede, I'm getting a Safari.
Yo.
I'm getting what Safari got when he left Nicki.
When
he left Nicki Minaj, I want that. I want that.
Something bad too.
I think he paid like 12 bands for that, yo. I want that.
He's gonna go bald, dude.
Yeah.
I ain't paid to do it. My head too big, and I'm too little. I ain't gonna look. I'm like fucking California raisin out this bitch. No, I ain't been to do that one.
Suppose this little hot dog right
here. Yeah, I ain't been to do that, yo. I'm not gonna be able to do that.
No, he just have too much money to care what we think about it.
Exactly, yo. You had Rihanna, one of the baddest chicks.
Yo, allegedly.
I didn't say. I said when she was sitting courtside. I never said anything happened. But what I'm saying is that she's looking at every woman, yo. You just worried about your fucking
hair. She love you with the hair. Line receding anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Homeless Savannah.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
But it just shows that status, and money is way better than looks.
Oh, probably took that train though. Let's not get it tripped, man.
I know. I would ask Riri now.
Listen, she said, you know, I was like, okay.
I mean, you know, if I don't know, you've been with Savannah since high school. I don't know if that's the only piece of coon coon to poom poom that you had. It's see, this is the thing that trips me up, right? It's already hard for a man that's working a 9-to-5 at minimum wage to keep his Johnson in his pants. But a man that got status, power, and millions of dollars and got every piece of poom poom throwing themselves at his feet.
At the highest level, and Rihanna staring at you, yo. I probably bricked this shot, y'all.
Ballin'.
Like, hold up, come out here. What are you doing? Yo, 2 for $80 out there. Take me out if you want to. She can't see me.
Yeah. I'm sitting right on the bench next to her, yo.
She's sitting up there like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? She just standing.
You see
her?
She did the little heart.
Yeah, like, girl. Yo. I said, oh, my God, bro. Like,
yo, bro. Y'all wildin'. But check this out.
Better than the one that was at.
Yo,
okay. Oh, she was undressing him like a Jimmy John sandwich. Yeah.
Yo, she was like Jersey Mike.
She was like, that's what it looked like. She was undressing him like that, man. But look, hey, brother LeBron, can I get that shit fixed, man? But check it out. Look, man, we had fun. We had fun this hour, man. A lot of fun this hour, man. We y'all got any closing statements on this weekly wrap up? The end of this. Or y'all just going to salute him and get him up out of here?
I'll just say this one thing, man. I got to take it back to the little young man that lost his life. You feel me? We don't know why he did it right now or what transpired for him to do it. But because it could have been pushed, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can't rule that out.
They got cameras in there. They said it. Yeah.
So that's right. They
have
cameras. So if they say that he jumped, then... I just want to tell everybody, that young man, like, it's people out here that live the way you think you're living when it was safer. And not only that, like, it's people out here that really can relate to you. We just not some old fucks that just trying to think we know everything. Mm-hmm. Because before you did it, other people did it before you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, man, just reach out to somebody, man. If y'all want to talk to me, bro, like, I don't even care. Like, my inbox always open to the kids, man. Like,
I had to school one last night.
And just hit me, because at the end of the day, there's no reason to take your life because you never lived it yet. You know what I mean? Especially exactly. Being 14.
Yeah.
You still trying to live your life. And sometimes people can help you get in positions.
Right.
Or get somewhere to where they can put you in a position so you can finish your life. Because it may be hard, but it's hard for a reason. That's why they have a thing called trials and tribulations.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So, man, y'all already know, man. You can hit me up. And either Instagram, man, I don't turn you down, man. So, yeah, man, just
83 Conway.
Yeah,
83 Conway. Go ahead, Andy.
I just want to get back to these woke folks, all right? And I'm gonna keep on chiming in about it. Yo, stop belittling our people on social media and all these daggone social platforms, feeding into that bozo 45 and all that other bullshit, man. I got so tired of just saying all these daggone negative comments about, oh, he never did anything for us. What have you done for us?
Mm-hmm.
How about you do something?
Mm-hmm.
This man was in his 60s and he was constantly still.
Yo, they are.
What? What's that?
They selling THC butter.
Yo, go ahead and leave your social media information, anyway, Andy, because he's on some other shit.
And McFly on Facebook. So hit me up. I'm always open, you know, so hey.
Facts. Hey, look, check this out. I'm going to piggyback off both of them and combine. Points from both of them. Definitely rest in peace to the young man that took his life in Towson Town Center out here in Baltimore. But I got a homework assignment for all my woke people. Instead of trying to convince adults what we should do and what we didn't do, take your time and volunteer your time to some of these public schools and become some type of psychiatrist, since the state doesn't provide any type of mental health to kids in Baltimore City. Do that. Since you're so woke and you're so educated and you know so much, go ahead and mentor some. Go ahead.
But you know they're going to be like, I don't go to a white school.
Well, they got educated through the white school, Strayer University, graduating motherfuckers. But this has been another edition of In Perfect Sense right here on UnifyRadio.tv. Make sure you follow us at the Unify Radio page on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and please, Spotify, Google Play, Apple, everywhere. The podcast is everywhere, including the UnifyRadio.tv website. Look, you can find me on Instagram, that's Eric410, as well as on Twitter, Mr. Dawson 101, and dare if you may, Eric Dawson on Facebook. That's erickdawson.
Dare if you may.
Dare if you may. And it's been another edition of Imperfect Sense, and we see y'all the same time, same Unify channel next week.
Yeah.
Peace.